I want the money, power, and respect. Bitches get wet when they see a check. Drop like five, nigga, on my neck. Splashy nigga, see the drop.
And this is the BTB Gorilla Zone. I am BTB Gorilla alongside
your boy BTB Swaggy. Hope everybody's having a great year, man, as always.
My year has been a fucking roller coaster, to be honest. But, you know, it's been a thrill in the essence of, you know what I'm saying? I've been learning a lot this year. I've been learning a whole lot this year. That's the one thing about this world. There's a lot of information going around. Some of it not necessarily, you know, true, but a lot of information and ease of access to it. So,
I think that's what come with the what people be saying. We in the information age. I guess that being that it's so much information going around that like it can easily be like construed into a certain perspective.
Ooh, yes, indeed.
Yeah,
indeed. And just it's just like a lot in general. One thing about information and access to it. And the internet in general and the closing the distances is it allows people to get information from sources that they wouldn't have been able to get information from.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, right. You know, even like when we were watching that Joe Rogan experience or whatever, and they were talking about the Emerald Tabs and and how the Bible got its stories from this
and the pyramids,
right? And it's like, you know what I mean, before you have the internet and all these different connections that allow you to get information from sources that are, you know, thousands of miles away, and that other than that nobody can do anything but write and transcribe and teleport, you know what I mean, right. And stuff like that. So it's like it just leads us to a lot. And speaking of that, like, how do you feel about that? When you hear, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, what your religion is and stuff like that. I'm not a very religious person. I do have my spiritual beliefs and stuff. But as far as in the question I was going to ask, like, when you know that so many people, maybe yourself included, you know, look at the Bible and whether they take it as a verbatim, like this is how it is, or if they take it as a for instance, whatever, they have a belief in it, they are strongly tied to, you know, the Christian values or whatever the case is. Like, after hearing and seeing information that adds up to being like, okay, well, there's a good possibility from this information that I'm seeing that this information here came from a whole, you know what I mean, different source, and it has been giving a different look. Like, how do you feel, you know what I mean, after receiving that type of information?
Like, bro, I be mind-blown with that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I be mind-blown with that type of shit because it opens up a whole nother avenue in my mind that, like, it crosses my mind where it's like, damn, when I'm thinking about it, most of them ain't really lying and telling really a different story in the essence of. It's all lining up to the same event. And when you look at the locations that they got, it's like, man, that by itself is just a whole treasure piece for me. That it's never like, I love it so much because it's never like really a limit on the knowledge that you can receive from it. And me getting that information, I felt like a kid in the grocery store, just couldn't grab enough.
That's funny.
And so, yeah, man, for me, I loved it because it's informational and it opens up a whole new avenue in my mind to the information that I didn't know before.
Now, with that being said, right, being as though you're open to it, right, doesn't that, like, change everything?
Yeah, it
does. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it, like,
well, you think you know, but then another possibility cross your mind, and then you be second-guessing it, like,
right.
Maybe this ain't, huh?
Because I feel like this, right? Like, I am open to, you know, the possibilities of a lot of different things and the information and stuff. Like I always tell you, make it make sense. You can make it make sense to me. I'm not going to say, oh, that's what it is. But I'm going to say, well, shit, it damn sure makes sense. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's like, and that's where I'm at with that situation. And it's like, okay, so now, like, what is the big picture now? You know what I mean? When you look at these, this information, that African tribe that they talked about, I forget the name of it. I have to look that up again. Man, I had it on the tip of my tongue too. But they, the African tribe they were talking about, and they were like, they said that they came from this star system or whatever.
Yeah, they were talking about.
And that, you know, at the time back then, we didn't even have the technology to, you know, even put the two and two together. But as we finally are reaching a stage of understanding as people and stuff and get the technology, so we're like, damn, how the hell was they talking about that? And we just now, you know what I'm saying?
Discovering this.
Right.
So right. That's why I'd be like, man, it's an interesting wormhole. And when Kat goes into it a little bit, it definitely make me think, like, bro,
that man is fucking so intelligent.
Because he does, like you said before. He's intelligent. Like you said before. Like y'all gotta make it make sense, you know what I'm saying? And he makes it make sense because it's like, bro, he's explaining these stories and it's like, yeah, from years ago, nigga, they knew a lot more than what we know now. And it's like, where did he get that information from?
And just the, I like, you know what I did like speaking about Cat Williams in that interview? I like the presentation. Mm-hmm. I like the way that he handled the questions and how the rhetorical questions that he would ask that gave you the answer at the same time. You know what I mean? Like, and it was just like, it makes that much sense, you know?
And I'm glad he speaks that way because it doesn't necessarily, he's not, even in the question, he's still not really answering it.
Yeah.
Because he's still like, he's giving you like the clues and he's making you like, he's giving you the story behind it to like piece it together, you know,
right,
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But
exactly.
Then he asks you the rhetorical question at the end, and then by that time he asks you that rhetorical question in your mind, you already didn't piece it together, so you like,
yeah, no, I completely, man, look, I enjoyed the hell out of that. Shout out to the Joe Rogan Experience. And definitely Cat Williams. That shit was tight.
Great interview, man.
Shit was tight. He was like, is this just weed talk? And then he pulled that shit up and stuff. I was like.
And then he started pulling the shit up. And then he started reading the information. He was like,
yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. And he was like, how you pronounce that name again? And he knew how to pronounce the name and stuff. And it's like, I find that one thing that he said, and I've heard it before from my father and other, you know, people, wiser and stuff. Than me, that the more you know, the more you realize how little you know. You know what I mean? And that's one of those things. I love, you know what I mean, when people bring that back into the train of thought. We get so stuck into, oh man, look at this technology that we have. Oh, look at this and stuff with the phone and dot, dot, dot. And we really
don't know a lot about it.
Not only that, but like they were talking about, the world is not smarter by any means. There's not really the inventions. There's not a lot of invention. Even when you take it, look, because one thing about it, we're in the gorilla zone, so we got to make this shit hip-hop. So even when you take this to the music, what is new?
Yeah, nothing.
When they did the, I was on the damn TikTok joint and they were going through a fucking Drake recap. And it was like fucking 15 songs and it was Drake saying a verse or whatever. And then a song that was older or whatever that he had gotten one of the bars or whatever from. And it's like, he's far from the only person, you know what I'm saying, that does that. That is the way of music right now. You know what I mean? Whether it be take the melody, take the chorus, take, you know, the a stem from the beat, whatever the case is now is so much recycling. It's not invention. And that's where you're like, damn, them motherfuckers. motherfuckers back in the day, we did have fucking Shakespeare's and motherfucking
real shit though.
You know, because it and also Da Vinci's and all this shit.
Right, because even the music now, when you got the dude, there's a dude on YouTube and I can't think of his name, but when he pulls up the original song, he throws the original sample on it and be like, yo, this is where they got it from. And you like, my nigga, you ain't really create that. It was already right. created. You just right. added sauce on it. So right. a lot of people go around thinking that, like, no, they made that. Right. It was like, no, they didn't make it.
And that's where skipping and mixing this onto the next topic, and that's where it's like, all right, so where does the technology and stuff start to take over with this lackadaisical attitude towards being creative and inventive? Because now you got everybody trying to motherfucking do what? Fucking write their songs with AI. Make music and stuff using AI and stuff. Get beats and stuff made by AI. Helping with the topics and stuff from AI. Right. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, eventually... All right, so what? It's just going to be like they're doing now with the fucking Tupac and shit. They're going to have AI just doing the music.
I feel like in a sense already of, like, it's already starting to do a little takeover type of journey. I feel like sometime later on down the line, it might do a little backpedal, but eventually it's going to take fully over. And I only really say, like, I feel like it's taking over because it's like, bro, we got... One man. He already put a computer chip in somebody's head, yo. So, as far as the takeover, I feel like it's already getting to a point. Because if it wasn't getting to a point, nobody would even be thinking about putting a computer chip inside a phone. A new phone model. Let alone somebody's brain. And it's like, that's why I reflect on that point where, like, how much technology is going to have control over that man's brain? Because at this point, what is it doing? It's gonna aid him to open shit, unlock shit, turn shit on.
So, and right now they're in the stage where if that's the first person, then obviously they need information. So you know what I mean? That first person, you can be for damn sure that his shit is pumping out information about how it is responding with everything and stuff as well. I mean, but that is the whole point of, you know, the internet technology, even any of this shit that connects us and links, you know, it's all about information. So,
and there's no denying, like, we are in an information age. I hear people say that all the time. Like, I'm like, yeah, we are.
I feel like we're in the lack of information age because I feel like I said, it's just one of those things where people search things up and the first thing that they see, because it's so easy to access shit, is what they believe. And the shit, it'd be totally
bull.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Totally bull.
You know what I mean? And
they go off of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, we're in the... That's why I say, like, if somebody says, yeah, you know, we in the information age, I'm like, maybe, but, you know what I'm saying? Information can be construed in now. And, yeah, it's accessible on a larger basis now than it was back then. But, bro, you can be misconstrued to believe anything. That's why certain blogs and shit put certain narratives... If it wasn't that case, every blogger would be saying the same thing damn near, but they say damn near the same thing in the essence of, and then they hit you with a ring around, and then you're like, man, then you go to a YouTube video on the same topic, go to the comment section, and you spew that narrative on the comment section, not knowing, like, that's their narrative that they're forming, that's not really the whole to a point thing.
Most definitely. So what else you got on your mind today? What else we need to discuss?
Bro, you already know we gotta cover this Diddy situation, man.
Look, every week. I feel like every fucking week you hear something about Diddy.
It's like, we don't hate Diddy, y'all. And there's nothing against Diddy. I don't know this man to be hating on him. So I don't... Every week this man got a story. Like, damn.
It's crazy.
What demons this man battling, bro? Like, what real life skeletons he got tucked in the closet?
Bro, you know the craziest part about this shit? Like, because, honestly, it'd be like this, right? I'ma do this shit from a different perspective, right? Because this shit really just hit me. And it'd be like, whether it be him, Mike, or fucking R. Kelly, or any of them motherfuckers. Not that, you know what I'm saying? Well, nah. I said what I said. It is what it is. So, it'd be like, right, motherfuckers act like I said before, like, the shit wasn't telltale signs of this shit. Like, that's the shit that I'm be saying. Like, that's what I mean by, like, yeah, damn, like, right now we talking about him every week. And I feel like, I don't know if it's, like, a distraction or what, but it don't make sense to me in the essence of, as I said, this shit's not fucking new.
It's already out.
Right. So why are, is it so, is it gaining so much traction? You know what I'm saying? Like that, like, the stories ain't even really fucking new. Some of the perspectives and some of the people that now all of a sudden
are speaking up or
want to say, you know, it's always a motherfucker that want to say some shit at the, you know what I mean?
20 years later.
Always. And it's like, I said, like, that be the shit that I be talking about, like, what the fuck else is going on? I think that's what we need to do. We need to do some research, right? And look at when they take down fucking these big-ass celebrities like Cosby and them, and see what the fuck else happened during that time frame. For real, though. Because the shit don't make no sense. I'm not saying that if the shit's true, the shit's not fucked up. I ain't saying that shit. Fucked up is fucked up.
However you look at it.
But what I'm saying is if I knew you was fucked up and you been fucked up, then why am I going to just now all of a sudden be talking about you fucked up like the shit new?
Okay, yeah.
Even the situations that motherfuckers is talking about now is not new. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean by, like, all right, so even, like, so you take R. Kelly's situation. He's one of the ones that had a different situation where it's like, yeah, we knew you was fucked up. But you still got fucked up shit popping up now to this day. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you still got videos popping out and shit. You know what I'm saying? All this did is shit. Ain't none of this shit fucking new shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, for real. Like, let's be real about this shit. Ain't none of this shit new.
For the people like that, for the people that think like that, I think it's like on some, this is how I look at it from they side. When you fast, when you go back, and Diddy's this fucking powerful entity. I think who? Oprah or Wendy Williams or somebody tried to, they was on a radio talk show.
Wendy.
And they was trying to expose Wendy Williams, they was, she was trying to expose the shit as it was happening. It's just a powerful nigga like that. What happened? She got her, she lost her job. The damn near family hit. They took a, you know what I'm saying? They took a body shot, like, financially. So I think some people, it was like, for the people that was saying it back then, they was taking more of a hit for the people that waited out later to come out and say something. Some of the people that come out later and say something, they're most likely closer tied in to the motherfucker than what we like to think. And so it's right. Like, you look at Cassidy, for instance. If Cassidy would have came out and said something back then, Lord knows what would have happened to her, because she got a closer side of Diddy. She's under the nigga wing.
Right.
Somebody like William across the street, you can pay a couple mil, shut them niggas, you know what I'm saying, shut them down, get her, lose her job and shit. You ain't really gotta worry about that. But nah, Cassidy, she know way more shit right now, cause she's actually active in this shit. So nah, she gotta die behind this shit. Then I'm not saying that, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I feel that shit too, right? But like I said,
or that's how I look, that's how I try to look at it from their side.
I feel that.
But I feel the same way,
like,
you do.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, nah, there's some other shit going on. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, even, how do I say this? Because I fuck with Cat Williams, and I fuck with a lot of the information and shit that he gives people and stuff like that, right? But I feel like even with just the social media shit, the YouTube shit, just the draw and the way that they pump this out, you gotta understand, more people are watching this shit than watch the motherfucking news.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's where you go to, is like, well, like I said, what is the point? What is going on behind the scenes? You know what I'm saying? Whereas though, not only has streaming, podcasting, fucking everything that is going on with this shit become so lucrative, but all every time something happens and stuff, they are pushing this shit in front of everybody's faces and getting all of our fucking attention on entertainment shit. Mm-hmm. Motherfucking, how about, you know, like, but that is like the realest side of the shit that I be talking about. Like I said, like, that's what I was saying. Like, it just made, it hit me where it's like, why don't we talk about that shit from a different perspective? Because it's like, yeah, Diddy doing some fucked up shit for sure. I guarantee that there's a motherfucking court docket out there right now, live, with a nigga doing worse shit than Diddy. There ain't nobody fucking talking about.
Way worse.
I guarantee there's a town out there right now with little girls dissing a fucking parent. That ain't nobody fucking talking about. Let's be real about this shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by, like, what the... even as people. Troop squad. That's where you gotta be. Like I said, that's where the... man, I'm trying to tell you, this Gorilla Zone shit, this shit get too real. Because that's how real it is. Like I said,
that's
why
how it really gotta be.
You know what I mean?
That's how it really gotta be.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's where it's like I said, yo. You know what I'm saying?
And children are disappearing at a crazy ass alarming rate.
Yeah, I be hearing about shit, all sorts of shit all across the country.
Yeah. I'm like, bro, where they going? Like, where the fuck are they going?
Right. And exactly that, though. With the technology that we have and all this other shit and stuff like that, it'd be, and that's the
satellites.
Thing. Right.
Like, bro, where they going, man?
Right. That's where I want my tax dollars to go to.
You see what I'm saying? We got satellite images. You know what I'm saying? You mean tell me we can't go up there and check where the fuck these niggas
right,
going?
Right, that's where I want my tax dollars to go to. I'll take a bumpy ass fucking road.
Nah, we shit. Going by traffic keep cameras.
My, right. Keep my motherfucking kids safe. You know what I'm talking about? So it's like, it just, nah, like, I digress on that, for real, but.
That's how some people be feeling sometimes, though.
You know what I'm saying?
I met a couple people that's like, man, yeah, I even met an elder, he like, man, bro, I ain't really fucking with this, fam. I'm like, what you mean? He like, yeah, bro, they got satellites all up in this joint, nigga. They can solve every murder. Man, I ain't about to get in here and talk with you, young buck. I said, hey, look, though, I see what you're saying, though. He said, like, yeah, we got satellite images, and we don't use them. We going by traffic.
Well, that's the thing. They use them, but for the certain purposes and different things like that. And then it's like, because, see, my thing is this. It's like, all right, now isn't we going back into this, right? So then, if they was to use the motherfucking satellites for all that shit, it would be people saying that it's an invasion of privacy, and they would say, well, it's national security purposes, whatever. The real case being is this. If we have this shit, and we can do this shit, please believe it's fucking being done. Let's be fucking, you know what I'm saying? Let's be fucking truthful about this shit. Motherfuckers are so stupid. Well, you know, they have the technology too, but they don't invade our privacy. They don't really listen to our calls and this, that, and the other. They don't have enough time to do. Time? Nigga, all machines and AI have is time, bitch. Right. The fuck what is you think? Talking about? It's just like fucking, like, yeah, they got speed limits and shit too, but why the fuck do all of our cars go double the amount of any fucking speed limit in the United States of America?
And usually, some people that think like that, those are the same motherfuckers that when you out recording in public with your phone, they're the same ones saying, you can't record me in public. You can't do that. And it's like, you do know there's no expectation of privacy in public, right? So, them the same people hollering that. So, yeah, man.
But that's some dope. That's some real ass shit right there. How about that? Why is it that there's not a car on the road right now that don't go damn near twice the speed of any fucking speed limit in the United States?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Man. Ain't that about a bitch?
Man. The dash just.
But that's what I'm saying. Damn. We are built. We live in a society that's built on. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, it's a question.
Fucking game. It's all a fucking game, bro. It's all a game. If there's not a road in the United States where I can go over 80 miles an hour, why the fuck does my car go 160? What you talking about?
200.
What you talking about?
220 on the dash.
Right. What is you talking about? Oh, because the prison system and fucking all the money that's in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, even then, I didn't even know they was... I didn't even know... I promise on everything I love, I did not know that niggas was getting paid to keep niggas in jail, basically. Or they get paid for every inmate.
All the private jails and all gosh, that shit.
I didn't even know that.
The fucking commissary system that's raping motherfucking the world. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real out there.
I was like, these niggas get paid to keep niggas in there?
What?
What? I'm like, yeah, bro, they get paid by inmate. I'm like, what?
Right.
And then I thought back to my pops, because my pops did 10. I'm like, nigga, they made every dime off you. Like, that nigga said every cent. I said, could. Like, they made hand over fist.
Right.
They make hand over fist.
They'll throw you in some fucking Bob Barker. He'll throw you in some Bob Barker, the Price is Right ass motherfucking gear and shit. And then they gonna give you some motherfucking puppy chow for fucking breakfast.
And be like, eat up, nigga.
Yeah, niggas is in that bitch. Hey, yo, when you first go in, right, niggas be in that bitch like, niggas who, as they first bid, they be like, yeah, I ain't eating this shit. Yeah, that. I ain't, I'm gonna have big commissary, boom, boom, boom. And some niggas be having motion, like myself. But I ain't gonna lie, I still eat the fucking trays, nigga. I'm getting big in that bitch. Got you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But anyway, it'd be like, most of the time, niggas be like, that fucking third, fourth day, they be like, shit. Man, that motherfucking... What is that? That motherfucking... They got motherfucking bologna, corn, green beans, all that shit mixed together with some fucking brown gravy on that bitch. She's sitting there like, man, that shit, boy, that might be hitting today.
Shit, hey, yo, let me get that. Right. Let me get some of that. Let me eat today.
That's how fucked up jail is. We got to look up the numbers. I forget what the numbers is, but they making all that money, nigga, to give you bologna for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, nigga. Like, the fuck?
Damn.
Yeah, big bologna. You get thick bologna in the morning, thin bologna for lunch.
Like you said, most niggas be like, I ain't eating. Yeah, nigga, I got commissary coming. Yeah. What you talking about?
Right, though.
2-3 days in. Shit.
But that's where the money at, though. Because you paying motherfucking $4, $3, $4 for a fucking summer sausage on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Paying motherfucking 80 cent for 65, depending on where you go. It's like, now it's like 80 cent for a motherfucking soup. 65 cent, like, for the lowest spots, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, shit like that. Anyway, it don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, we all know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's just hand over fist making money. And then,
Keefe and them niggas.
Speaking of money and shit, you see what I'm saying? Like, you feel like this betting shit out of control?
You said betting?
Yeah.
Betting on what?
Like, sports betting.
Oh.
There's a huge... I only ask that because over the past month, articles have been popping up and shit about minors and shit is getting involved in betting. So now they feel like it's a... worldwide problem and shit.
Well, that's why they fucking the game up. I think that... So, yeah, I think it's a problem because it's making them fuck the game up. Like, before fucking... before all of that shit, the game wasn't as bad because it wasn't as many people taking the house down. Now you got all these fucking statistics and all shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers is really putting in work now to beat the fucking system. And they can do it off of a regular system. So now they gotta shake the fucking games. They gotta send the refs in there with a certain agenda to slow down this person or to call fouls on a certain move or to... You know what I mean? Like, and that's where, yeah, so... Yeah, it's an issue because it's, you know, they're going to adapt. The house always going to win.
That's what they always say, bro. The house always win. That's what they always say. Like, do you feel like that shit gonna be slowed down, though? Or you feel like it's out of control at this point?
Nah, that shit dead. That shit dead, bro. The best thing that can happen out of stuff like that is the fact that things like Ice Cube situation with the 3-on-3, the big three, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, shit like that, it allows people outside thinking. To the fact that the NBA isn't the only option.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, even when people start talking about 2K and shit like that, like, game developers and shit like that, the first thing that they should have really thought in their mind was, damn, you know, all there is 2K now. Why don't we develop basketball games that people want to play? People want to play fucking basketball, bro. Like, you got the 2K24, nigga, the world is like motherfuckers. I seen a video, like, dude says, like, what am I playing, fucking GTA? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got NPCs and all this dumbass shit around that I can't even interact with. At least on GTA, I can interact with the shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like that with everything, where it's like, yeah, nah, fucking, you're betting, fuck it up. But at the same time, when shit gets fucked up enough, there's a revolution. The BTB motherfucking revolution. You know what I'm talking about? So
That's a fact.
Real shit, though. So new shit will come from it.
Some new shit will come from it.
They're either going to have to, I feel like, first, the NBA, they're going to do what the NFL is doing. Talking about overseas. You know what I'm saying? You can't be the world championship just because you import players from other countries to play in this league. You know what I'm saying? It is not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not fair.
Speaking of basketball and shit, shout out Bronny too, man. You know what I'm saying? He just became the first person ever to hit 40,000 points.
Yeah.
I think yesterday or something like that.
Yeah.
He only needed 9 to do that. And I'm proud of him and shit, but, like, they said his son, like, kind of underperformed, or he's underperforming. And, like, to that point, bro, I don't... Like, as far as the hooping, bro, I get it on that sense of, because it's like, I used to play ball myself, and, like, I really know how to get the practices, the off-court practices, the games. It's just, when I'm putting myself in his shoes, it's like, my nigga, I understand that, bro. Your dad is a mogul in the NBA world. Everybody knows him. He's fair branded. He came in the league out of high school and performed like crazy. Did he have his downs? Yes, but now look at him. And now when everybody's looking at you and you have all the eyes on you, and they're basically saying, yeah, bro, shit, you need to perform like Bron, nigga. Like, yeah, nigga, if you don't perform like that immediately, you're garbage. You're a bust. And
that's where Bron
be like, you know what I'm saying? Just let the boys play. You know what I'm saying? Just you
that do want to sounds good.
You do want to let them play.
No, not, look.
But
let's be real about this, right? The shit sounds good. Let the boy play. No. At the end of the day, bro, you set the bar so high that I'm not going to lie. As a parent, I wouldn't even want my son to play ball, bro. Like, for real, bro. Like, I'm not, like, it's not even on no bullshit, because it's like, I know the life that you going to live, bro. You know what I'm saying? I done did some things in this world that motherfucking, that, yeah, I want for you and I want you to be better than me. But you can tell at the game and at the level that he has now that, yeah, nah, he ain't no scrub or nothing like that by far. But you ain't your pop.
Like, do you,
and the pressure, it's going, come on, it ain't fair.
Do you feel like it's like you know the Mello Ball Brothers, the Ball Brothers, right?
Yeah.
Do you feel like they dad was doing the same thing in the essence of? Because a lot of people felt like he was doing that, and he wasn't even, he never been to the NBA. And before Lonzo even went to the Lakers, let alone LaMelo and them, before Lonzo even went to the NBA at all, even before he went to college, it was already
he was already on national TV talking like, yeah, my nigga's going straight. They about to breeze through college. They about to go straight to the NBA. He wasn't saying it like that, but he was basically saying it like, my boys is ready. Like, they about to be ready, and they about to be making plays happen. Lonzo about to do this. LaMelo about to do this. And a lot of people felt like, man, you putting a lot of pressure on these boys. But like,
that is a different type of pressure. There's a different type of... I mean, granted, is that still a hell of a lot of pressure? Most definitely. But it's totally different. There are a lot of NBA players whose children play in the NBA. Half of the crazy thing is a lot of them, not that their parents weren't great or whatever, but you don't even think of their parents when you see them. You wouldn't even really think about them. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of the young boys, when they see Steph Curry, they're not thinking about his, anybody in his family. Not one person other than Steph Curry. It's very simple. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's a Hardaway playing right now. Whose dad played ball. The people, you know, it's not even no shade or nothing like that. Bro, you are LeBron fucking James. You know what I'm saying? Hey, son, I love for you to play ball. And if you want to play ball, dot, dot, dot. But I wouldn't even have fucking, like I said, I would have really tried to take him a different route because I know. You know what I'm saying?
That was one of the only things I don't know.
I know. This shit is going
to
be...
I don't know if the boy was groomed to play basketball or if that was his decision.
Right, but like I said, at the end of the day, I would have been... I don't. He might have tried to get him to do other stuff, but... Yo, I'm trying to tell you, bro, come on, man, like,
come on, man. Not saying Bron is a bad parent or nothing like that, but it's more like one of them things where, like, I could see Bron realistically, you know, I don't put shit past nobody, so when I'm looking at Bron, I'm like, he probably looked at both of his sons and was like, oh, yeah, these niggas playing ball for sure.
Yeah, and a lot of people do it, and a lot of families do it. But like I said, it's just like even with NASCAR, you got the Dale Earnhardt and his son and whatever. You know what I mean? Like I said, it happens and it's awesome, whatever, bro. But when you reach the type of instant fucking just phenomenal universal greatness that LeBron had and stuff, it automatically isn't fair. Bro, when he was in high school, niggas already was wearing his fucking high school jersey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Which is wild.
You know what I mean? And that's what I mean. Like, when you seen him play, it was just like, the frequency this motherfucker is on is not, is unnatural. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, no, you can't take nothing. His son could be great. Hell, his son could go out and drop 30 points a game right now. He still would not be a... You know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where it's just like, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. He would have to be fucking supernatural in order for that shit to really work. And the people not fucking the whole time.
And I think it also added a lot because it's like, Bron was like, man, he trying to play with his son. So then it's like, you gonna stay in the league and potentially try to play with your son. I mean, like, yeah, I'm sure you can pull a few strings. But for you to be able to pull some strings for your son to be on the same team with you and let alone play with him. Well, it's like,
every got a player option.
People would have that same question. Like, nigga, for what?
Yeah, that's the main thing.
It ain't like y'all about to play and get a ring together. No hating shit at all. I mean, no hating shit at all.
The way this shit
they
be
could,
going.
They could. Let me get
be the first NBA y'all. Player to play with
you
his son
and get a ring, right? That's what I'm saying. You could do that, right? Let's be realistic, Troop Squad. Troop Squad realistic. We don't put nothing past nobody, right? Nigga, LeBron gonna be what? 40-something, right? He ain't really gonna have all that. You know what I'm saying? And for them to get a ring on the same team together, it would be crazy. And I'm sure they could do it together. But realistically, I think, nah, it ain't happening. Not in the first year anyway. Now, if they wait a couple years and they get this shit down the road, all right, cool, Bron, you can retire off that. But first year, it's already going to be a lot of pressure when Bronny get in the lead because everybody's already going to be wanting to know how he's going to perform anyway. This college shit, people was like scratching their head. Some niggas is like, oh, yeah. I knew the boy was a bust. And some people are going to be like, all right, Bron, you're going to get it together. But everybody's really in whole anticipation is, Nigga, how you gonna perform in the NBA when you get in there with your dad? Are you gonna play like your dad, or are you gonna play like a regular nigga? How you really gonna play?
And well, like I said, just that alone is why I said it shouldn't have happened. It makes it unfair. Just the fact that people are gonna ask that question and make that comparison and stuff, it takes the, for me, if I was him, it would take the joy out of the game. If anything, his play and stuff is probably decreasing, probably because his love for the game.
And granted, they probably do have them conversations like, bro. Yeah,
it's hard to be in love with something that...
when you're constantly being compared to something else.
Right.
That's already doing it.
Because you want to do your own thing. You know what I mean? Like, that is the main thing about it. I'm sure he wants to do his own thing. Like, he don't want to be his pop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he probably don't even want to be better than his pop. He probably just wants to
be have a great career. I'm saying. Even when Curry came in... nobody was like, yeah, Curry, shit. Yo, father with Dale Curry, he a three-point shooter, shit. You got to come in and do the same thing. Nobody said that.
Right.
Curry just really just adopted it. I guess that's what's really
for him. But to
a whole nother level. Now right. Nigga shooting from the logo. He ain't just shooting right. From you. But so now, like, yeah, nobody really said that when Curry was coming into the league. So I think, like, to a point, it's like, nah, it ain't fair to do Bronny like that. Cause,
but like I said, look at who is, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those situations. It really, truly is. And it's like human nature, it ain't fair. Life ain't fair. But that's the reality of it.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm sure they had them conversations where, you know what I'm saying, they sit down and they like, they probably sit down and Brian probably got to tell his son, like, bro, I'm not.
You think you keep it real, though?
Probably. Behind closed doors, they probably have a one-on-one conversation like, yo, I'm not expecting you to do this. The whole world might be expecting you to do this, but I ain't really expecting it.
I hope he do. He probably do. Yo, LeBron, for real, I ain't gonna hold you.
Because he a thoroughbred. LeBron right. Really a thoroughbred,
yeah,
nigga.
Yeah, LeBron besides, a real-ass motherfucker for
besides
real,
all the hate, the nigga
yeah,
got...
LeBron, I really do fuck with LeBron. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I really do.
Besides all the hate and the shit that he do on the court, off the court, nobody really... you ain't really hear no controversial shit out of LeBron. You ain't never heard no cheating rumors out of him. He be with the same woman.
I really do fuck with LeBron. Yeah. Like, just all in general. Like, he just, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with it.
So that's what I'm like. I'm pretty sure even before Bronny probably even got in the sport, he probably sat him down like, look, now, being that this is what you getting into, I'm going to make sure that you your best at it.
Right.
Now, I'm not expecting you to come out and play like me. I'm not expecting you to be me. I want you to be your own man. But nigga, I'm going to push you hard. So I think that's what they probably had that conversation, but then again, you know what I'm saying? Troop squad, you can't put nothing past niggas. So they probably had, you know what I'm saying? They probably had that conversation because Bronny ain't really, when you look at him on the court and off the court, he really a thoroughbred nigga. So he probably sat down and had that conversation with both his sons for real.
I could see it.
But yeah, I mean, people gonna expect you, when your father is doing something great, and he's a legend at it, and you come behind him doing the same thing, people gonna already expect you to carry that torch, have that bloodline, and come out and play just like that. It just all depend on what is your own camp doing. And LeBron in his own camp, he probably telling his people different, like, I'm not expecting y'all to come out and play like me. Nigga, I'm not expecting you to come out and be this great entity. Nigga, carry on LeBron name, you know what I'm saying? Carry on LeBron name,
but
and carry
at
good.
At the end of the day, doesn't even matter what the fuck. Like I said, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just an unfair situation. Because it's like, yeah, nigga can say that all he wants, but, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's dope, but it's like, that's just such a tough situation.
That's what I say. You can't put nothing past him.
Right. But what else we got cooking tonight? What else we got?
Well, we covered the whole Diddy shebang. Got the LeBron and sport. What did I? Hold on, Troop Squad. I had something after the whole LeBron conversation avenue that we just strayed from.
Boom, boom,
boom, boom. Hold on, give me a minute. It's coming back. Oh, look, y'all. So RIP King Von, right? Boosie came out and said, bro, if he was at the party, man, it wouldn't have went down like that. Now, do you think we? Do you
what
feel
you
like
mean?
He said if he was there at the club that it wouldn't have went down like that?
What, when Von beat up the boy and got shot?
Yeah, he said if Boosie said if he was at the club, like he it wouldn't have, if he was there it wouldn't have happened like that. So people was I know something like, do you feel like we straddled the past too much on what shoulda, coulda, woulda?
And instead of just moving on some type shit.
I mean, Boosie his own man. I say it like that, right? Boosie his own man. But me personally, I'm not gonna, I would never, ever say what would or could have happened with my presence being there and with somebody's life being taken or not taken and shit. I feel like it already has happened. I feel like people already got to grieve over what has happened. And the last thing that I'm going to do is say that, yeah, if I was there, that wouldn't have happened. Because I wasn't there and it happened. You feel me?
Nah, I definitely feel you. It's
that's how I feel about that. Real nigga shit.
I low key messed up on that one too, because that was like in a question. It was like for Boosie, if you feel like if you was there and you and it wouldn't have happened, kudos to you, bro. Like, cool. Man, that's your thought. I'm not gonna sit here and deter you from that. It's just the real question was like, do you feel like us as a culture we defer on the past too much on what woulda, coulda, shoulda? I probably should have worded it like that instead of making it seem like throwing Boosie shit in there too. Sorry, Boosie, but nah, fam.
I don't think the culture or anybody dwells on what. You know what I mean, I don't think you can. There's a wrong way to do about it other than being stuck on it. Being stuck on anything is bad. Being stuck on thoughts of the future is just as bad as being stuck on thoughts of the past. You got to know where you came from to know where you're going. And in that essence, it means, like, you got to know what you done been through. You got to know your history and the essence of learning from it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you don't learn from it, you're going right to the same place that you was at. And it's not a, you know what I mean? It's not a hard thing. You know what I'm saying? Right. So it's like, nah, we don't, you're supposed to. You're supposed to analyze and stuff, but you're not supposed to, I don't think you're supposed to try and, like, get clout off of, like, situations. I don't think you're supposed to use it as for instances and shit like that. I think that shit corny. Like, yeah, man, yeah, I can't let they jump my nigga if I was there. None of that shit would have happened. Like, nigga, what?
Yeah,
what the fuck does it matter? You know what I'm saying? Bitch, I got jumped. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Even speaking of the fucking rappers, I seen something the other day where NBA Youngboy, they said the prosecutors, he may be going back to jail and shit because he said, like, he can't stop doing pills and shit. And so, my whole thing, I'm confused on that because it's like, when he got out, right?
Pills are addictive.
when he got out, bro, like, bro, was he...
Like,
cause I know he wasn't. Obviously,
I wouldn't have said that shit. That nigga.
It's only because he took a picture, right? And they had bottles and shit. He had pills laying all over the floor, or whatever, right? And basically, it was like the prosecutor said he might be going back. Niggas felt like he was doing this for attention. But it's like when he first got out, right? Wasn't he still on some, like, sober shit?
I don't know.
Like, when you get out, when you get out on the anklet, right? When you get out on the bracelet or the anklet, how is it? Like, because I'm whole confused on it.
It's all different circumstances with different people. I mean, a lot of people don't know. They got ankle bracelets that fucking can tell whether or not you got fucking alcohol and shit in your body, you know what I'm saying? They got all different type of ankle bracelets, for one.
Wait, hold on. They got an ankle bracelet like that?
Fucking right they do.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's what I mean. Like, there's a lot of misconceptions of this shit. Even the whole system and however the shit goes. Like I said, there's a lot of misconceptions of this shit. There's a lot of motherfuckers that say that they didn't.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. They have
an ankle bracelet that can tell whether or not you have alcohol in your system.
And it don't stick you or nothing.
No.
What?
Why would it stick you?
How? It just sits
what
on
you mean?
Your
alcohol comes out your pores. Fuck.
So it gotta be like a sensor
around the joint.
It's inside of it. It's
the inside fuck? Of the.
That's what the it fuck? Is. It attaches to your fucking joint. You wear the brace.
Shit, bro. I ain't never been on house arrest before, so I don't know.
Like I said, there's different types of house arrest and there's different bracelets. I mean,
I know. I mean, I did not know no. I ain't know they had no shit like that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why I'm curious about it. I ain't know they had no shit like that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm thinking it stick you or
nah, hell no,
damn,
hell no. Like if that was the case, motherfuckers probably or nah, motherfuckers will still take it off and shit. The ones who do, cause they just dummies. But
how hard is it getting them bitches off though? If you ever,
what you mean, then, nigga? Unless you got motherfucking no fucking bones and it's made out of fucking like rubber or some shit, nigga. That shit damn near impossible unless you cut that bitch off. Fuck all that dumbass shit they be showing niggas doing butter and lotion and shit.
Seen niggas use scissors.
Man, yeah, exactly. Like I said, I just seen niggas use scissors.
Fuck. Straight cut that bitch off.
Yeah, fuck all that other nut ass shit, nigga. That's fucking TV shit. Unless, like I said, like there's some really skinny niggas. I have seen one person in my life. I've seen one person get that bitch off, and it clean looked like off. Painful as a bitch. Even you know what I'm saying, like. No, so
I've seen some niggas struggle to cut that bitch off.
Hey, that's dumb.
I've seen some niggas struggle to cut it off because I be sitting there, they be telling the story. I be like, nigga, what was it made out of? Metal? Because you was struggling, like, to cut it off.
That shit dumb.
And then I've seen some niggas, they just be like, boop, boop, two scoops with the scissors.
Those would be the county joints. those the county joints.
Two scoops with the scissors.
But you know, they got different types and shit like that, but.
But they tell when you cut it off tight.
Not necessarily when you cut it off. No, not. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like I said, the shit changes all the time. You know what I'm saying? That's one of those things where last time I checked, nah, most of them wasn't telling them when you cut it off. I'm sure that they've always probably had some that told them when that bitch left. You know what I mean? The attachment of your fucking shit. But most of them go off of, like, the radius and stuff. And then you gotta fucking plug that bitch back in and shit.
Damn.
But.
Yeah. I do know you gotta plug it back in. You gotta charge it.
Yeah. You gotta motherfucking. You know what I mean? It's like,
I've heard some crazy charging stories. Niggas gotta stand there and charge it. He like, yeah, bruh. And you can't move. Like, you can't take it off and just come back to it later. You gotta sit there with it and let it charge. I was like, word. He's like, yeah, the PO come through the box and shit. The little voice box come talking to you and shit. Like,
yeah, it's all different types of them.
Dang. And that's crazy, yo. Nah, yeah, that's crazy.
How the fuck did we even get to talking about that shit?
Because I don't know. I know I was curious about it, so we went off deeper into it. So I know we went deeper into it because I was my curious ass questions. But how we got onto it, I don't know.
Yeah.
That one I don't know. But I'm straying back to the hip-hop joint with that one. But as far as the hip-hop, bro, do you feel like hip-hop is in, like, fucking a little weird space right now? Like,
hip-hop is always going to be in a weird space. It needs to get weirder.
Needs to get weirder?
Yeah.
Hey, yo, that got to be, like, the first time I ever heard somebody say some shit like that. That's the most, like, no, that's the most... That's the most first response ever I heard somebody say that. It gotta get weirder.
It
like,
does.
Why you say that? What do you mean about, like, why you say it gotta get weirder?
Hip-hop needs to get weirder, man. It's fucking boring. I seen a Missy Elliott video the other day. Did you watch that shit with me or no?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I watched the Missy Elliott video the other day. One that just had dropped recently. I was like, oh, man, nigga. That's what hip-hop has been missing. It's just the creativity, the whole side of hip-hop being different than everything else and not commercialized and everybody saying and doing the same thing. Like, it was, hip-hop was always literally pretty much the opposite of that. You know what I'm saying? It was like, for me in my eyes, hip-hop was always, for the longest time, until like Like, a little bit after, like, DMX and stuff like that, a little bit after that, it was always, whatever motherfucker was popping and doing shit, there was another nigga that was, like, trying to do that, but better or different. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where it was, like, even with, I ain't even gonna lie, like, whatever the fuck they saying about Ludacris and shit. I remember that time in hip-hop where it was motherfucking Nelly fucking come out of nowhere with Country Grammar and shit, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucking Ludacris with Word of Mouth and all that shit. And shit was just fucking different. It was fun. This nigga fucking swinging down the fucking sidewalk upside down. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
so it was like a fun period type joke.
Yeah, and it was weird. It was different. It went against what you were used to. Now when you fucking, now it's so fucked up now, people don't want to hear the shit if it doesn't sound like something that they fucking used to.
But like, so like, do you feel like also though, like, when the artists though type shit, when they try that weird shit, right, when they try the creative side, and it doesn't really get perceived as well, and they kind of gotta go back to the ignorant shit.
Oh, then you go back. You don't go back.
Okay, so that's what you think they fuck up at. They go back to it.
Yeah, I think that, like, for anybody who doesn't know who Prince is, the artist formerly known as Prince, Mr. Purple Rain, he said in an interview, yo, he was like, the fuck did that nigga say? It was something to the effect of, he grew up in a biracial home, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, he listened to music from all different types, because his dad was black, his mom was white or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Right. So he's listening to music from everywhere. He wanted to create music for everybody, this, that, and the other. We live in that world that Prince grew up in his house that was different from everybody else. You know what I'm saying? He was worried about how everybody would perceive him and his different style and stuff. And people started to grasp it. That's why he is fucking Prince. You feel me? And now we live in that world of, I might be fucking a rapper, or I might live, fucking come from the hood, be from the projects or whatever, and have that hip-hop background, but I know fucking this rock song. I know motherfucking Renegade by It by Styx and motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? And motherfucking Lynyrd Skynyrd and different shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I like R&B music and this, that, and the other. Like, we come from a mixed world now, whereas though artists don't represent and show that through their music. Long story short. You feel me? Why is it that the same kid that lives in the suburbs is portraying the same fucking story as a nigga who live in Chicago? What the fuck do you mean? Why is it that every drill artist is telling the same story? You know what I'm saying?
Do you think, would you allow if a Chicago artist was right, if was here right now, and you said that, would you let him fall back on the saying of, that's all we know?
I mean, look, he a grown man, whoever is grown, and if that was a rebuttal, I wouldn't, like I said, I can't knock nobody for how they feel about it, but I would say simply, is that all you know, or did you ever even think about expressing the other sides of it?
That's what I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
My answer would be, like, especially, it's like, my nigga, I simply say, my rebuttal would be, nigga, express it differently. Right. You ain't got to express it through this and that, niggas. Express it differently. Express it the way niggas can hear it on the radio. Express it just differently, fam. And if that's all you know, express it in a different type of pain, bro.
For sure. Oh, and like I said, and just tell the whole, people don't feel, look, the streets, bro, we know to be cold, we know to be hard, we know that if we show weakness, people take advantage of it. So when you hear a lot of these songs, you don't ever hear about the vulnerable side of the situation. Not saying that a nigga is vulnerable or weak or anything, but you don't hear about the stress and the pressure and, you know what I mean, the pain. You hear, if you kill my mans, that I'm going to come and I'm going to make sure that
speak on my name.
And I'm going to do this, that, and the other. But you don't hear about what a nigga goes through once his mans done got killed. How, you know what I'm saying, the visits to the motherfucking kid and this, that, and the other. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so many different parts to it. Whereas, though, like, people say that Tupac didn't live that life or whatever. But you couldn't tell nobody about those stories and the way that he told him that you did not feel that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, you could definitely feel that shit.
17 years old, kicked out in the streets. And it's like, that's where hip-hop has lost it. All of y'all are 15, 16, 17 years old, kicked out in the streets. But nobody's telling the perspective of how it felt. That was what he told. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the whole difference. The only thing niggas are saying that is I'm out here. Yeah, nigga, I'm out here.
My nigga tried me, I'm smashed, I'm like, crashing.
How you get out here?
I'm crashing.
Tell me how you got out here.
How'd you get on this block, shorty?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but that's the realness. Don't tell me that.
You on this block.
Nah, once I jumped off the porch, nigga, it was on.
Why'd you jump off the porch? How'd you jump off the porch? What made you jump off the porch?
You feel me?
Tell that side.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's where I'd be like, I don't let my answer would be, if a Chicago nigga was here and he was to say that, I wouldn't really let him fall back on that saying too much, because it's like, I know, my nigga. Personally, I know. And technically, like, yeah, that's all you know, fam, but you got to express it differently. You can't sit here and tell me every song you thinking of a new detonate to say. You gotta be disrespectful every song. Well,
even if it's not disrespecting or whatever,
just express it differently.
Yeah, cause me as an artist, yo, like, the gorilla side of me as an artist, I go through different battles and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, certain stories I can't tell. And I'm all about telling stories that relate to something that is real to me. You know what I mean? We don't say it like that. You feel me? So, all of my stories, my those rhymes are strictly for entertainment. But it's like, it's all real to me. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, like, I understand it. Yeah, it's hard to get out of that. Yeah, they got a lot of pressure on them. These artists got a lot of pressure on them, especially now. But I don't think they understand that the pressure is on them to deliver that vibe, but differently.
And it's like, when I say, like, express it, I ain't even gonna get on no bogus shit and tell a nigga, nah, bro, start singing. Because, nigga, not everybody can sing.
No.
When I'm saying express it differently, it's all right for you to come out with a track air once in a while. You talking that shit. Yeah. But when...
I get stuck.
You feel me? Ain't nobody really trying... Shit. Ain't nobody really trying to hear no dead people mention.
Niggas trying to rock out shit.
That should be... You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying you can't talk your shit, but when you talking your shit, nobody really trying to hear no dead names behind that. And that's not what people pushing for. At the end of the day... I take back what I said on some real bogus shit when I said a nigga need to try to make a song and get on the radio. And it's like, for you to make a song and get on the radio, you really got to be on some crossover type shit. And for a nigga that's all he know is street shit, never really exposed to singing, the shit that you gonna make, it's not gonna get on the radio, but it can resonate with a lot of people if you message it right. But,
no, for sure, because now you don't need... So it's like... The radio shit has always been funny. And, I mean, I feel like radio is always going to be limited to for pretty much record labels for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. But, it's like, yeah, nah, as far as in that crossover content and stuff, people want songs. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what it is, people want songs. and they want to be able to feel that shit. You know what I'm saying? Music is always going to keep changing and stuff like that, but you got to understand it like this. Hip-hop has to keep changing more than any other genre does. And why is that? Because all the fucking stories are the same. Country music has sounded pretty much the fucking same for a long time. And the crazy thing is country music is starting to sound more like fucking hip-hop and R&B. You know,
mixing in.
Right.
They're mixing together.
You feel me?
For the people that's really, like, if you really notice, country artists been collabing with regular artists.
Yeah,
Lil Durk got a collab. Beyonce just did a, she just did a record.
Country, yeah,
she just did a whole record. Texas Hold'em or something like that.
Right.
So I noticed. Yeah, I'm paying attention. Yeah. We crossed hip-hop and country mixing together. For whatever reason. And it just happened. This ain't been happening.
I think it's because, like I said, country is more about stories.
Oh, every time.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I spent a lot of time out in Texas. You know what I'm saying? And going to them bars and stuff, like with different people and shit, you notice it's like, okay, like all of these, like they are in the storytelling and songs, and you know what I mean?
That has foundation.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
You can feel something from that story. You can relate to that story.
You see people in that motherfucker with their eyes closed, like, you know what I'm saying? Vibed out.
Vibed out. You can't really vibe out to a nigga saying, yeah, we about to hop out the V and let off 20. You like, nigga, what? We about to hop out, spin like, what? Nah, that ain't even finna resonate with the right. But country music, country music has a foundation. It has, like you said, a storytelling. People can resonate with it. You can slow dance to it.
Yeah.
And being that it's now merging with hip hop, is adding a little bit of flavor to it in the essence of. So it's like hip hop has always been that.
Well, they're putting some pressure on the rap game.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
And but they've always been doing that because of their storytelling.
Yeah, for sure. But now that, like I said, now with the genres crossing and, well, just in general, because you gotta understand that now it's like, even with the social media and everything, what do you see? You see a lot of people that from different countries doing shit better than motherfuckers here in the United States. You know what I'm saying? So, well, it's gonna come to a point where it's though, hell, next fucking great hip hop motherfucker, he's gonna be the next Eminem or somebody that sticks outside of like what you would look at as hip hop or whatever, it's gonna be from a different country. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's what I think. Like when we look at that Benzino and Eminem shit that's been going on, I think that's why people hate on Eminem, bro. Because like I said, he outside. They look at him as like outside of the culture to be so high.
And it's like, Benzino really couldn't believe like that bro got this much attention, and he swear up and down that bro just not part of the culture, and he don't understand why bro just heavily supportive. And it's like,
he definitely is the part of the culture.
You feel me? And it's like, when I'm looking at Eminem, I'm looking at how Eminem built his, bro, like, he don't cap rap. Like, he don't. And not only that, his songs got foundation, fam. You can feel his tracks. Not saying you can't feel Benzino's tracks, but Benzino ain't on that.
Nigga don't. Hey, bro, at the end of the day, for real, look, I'm gonna tell you some real shit. There's not a lot of fucking artists out there, hip hop wise, who have put together songs like Eminem has. You know what I'm saying? Like, now that I really think about it, like, that's what really has made the great standout artist. 50 Cent was not the best motherfucking rapper in the world. Never has that nigga been the best rapper in the world. That nigga put together songs out of this world. You know what I mean? Him and Dr. Dre, when they was together, nigga, they was putting together some masterpieces. Wasn't about the fucking lyrics. Stunt 101 wasn't motherfucking this lyrical masterpiece. You know what I'm saying? It's just one of those situations where, you know what I mean? Like, Eminem, that nigga was a hell of a fucking song. Like, that nigga, shit, cleaning up my closet? Nigga, what? All that motherfucking, man, that nigga got so many damn fucking, like, hit songs that you could just think of, like, that Stan Jump. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like, that nigga, them joints is song.
Window shopper.
Well, the 50 Cent joint? Yeah. I mean, that wasn't one of my favorites. But you know what I'm saying? It was straight.
But I think, as far as the whole, like, Benzino, Eminem joint, I don't know. But, like, when I've first tuned in to Eminem, it was on some. He started playing his tracks. I was in middle school in the sixth grade. And we have this event in gym. I can't even remember what it is, but all the kids will be in the gym, just socks, right? And we'll be running around, right? I don't know why we'll all be in the gym.
What the fuck?
Just in socks,
this
right?
This nigga said
in socks.
What the fuck?
Like,
the fuck type of gym class was this?
It wasn't even a gym class. They just threw an event, right? And I first heard of Eminem on the, they was playing them on the speaker. And dang, I can't even think of that track.
That's because y'all fucking feet was hurting.
So we was running around. But when I first heard Eminem come on that on the intercom, that's when I started tuning into him. And I fucked with Eminem based off of me personally, his storytelling. I can relate to his lyrics. His flow is great. And the way that he can keep you on topic and he'll be telling a story through a song. And he can go on a little avenue or a little detour in the song and a little side story and give you a little, say some bullshit in between or whatever, and then get you back on the main track to where you still understanding what's going on in the main story when he's telling in the song. It's like, that's what I fuck with. Benzino, I don't really know because I never really
heard none of his tracks. Song. Yeah, I don't know not one fucking Benzino song to save my fucking life.
That's why I'm like, if anybody held
that's
me
bullshit.
Over the cliff and they was like, yo, bro, name a Benzino song or sing a lyric.
I'm done.
Nigga, I'm going to take you on. Get off me. Nigga, I'll do it for you. Because I never, when he first started popping up on my radar, it was Love and Hip Hop. It wasn't even on no music shit.
That's funny as shit.
And that was because my mom and them was tuning into that. And that was back in like 08, 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
Now, that's when he first popped up on my radar when I first seen him. I'm like, that's Love and Hip Hop. I never known him for music.
I mean,
I've always known him for music.
Yeah.
But I've never known Benzino for music. So when Benzino come on now and he doing this rant, it's like, I feel you, fam. But I don't know you for music. So
who's your
can't...
favorite rapper right now? Who's your top three?
My top three?
Or you can give me top five dead or alive.
Top five dead or alive. I got Biggie for one. I got Cassidy for two.
And this is the rank, the order?
Uh-huh. I got Dolph for three.
Okay. I'm a nigga Dolph.
Yeah, I got Dolph for three. That's my top three for sure. Top five. I don't even know.
Damn.
I ain't really listen. See, it's... If you talking about top five, I don't really know, cause I ain't really start listening to other really art. I ain't start listening to other artists until like 2016-17 when the SoundCloud burst came out. That's
what that was real enough.
Juice WRLD, XXX was coming out, Lil Pump, and I was tuning in them then to see who the fuck I like. Granted,
that's real enough.
X and Juice got good music, but I ain't really put them in. I'm sorry, X and Juice fans. I fuck with them, but they not in my list.
So you got a four or five or no?
I don't.
Okay. Yeah. Now, my top five would be, Pac, DMX.
DMX.
Jadakiss.
That's three, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so four.
I think. Man, that was three. Man. And then...
I know you just said Jadakiss and DMX just now.
Yeah, so Pac, DMX.
Oh, okay, so yeah, that was three.
Yeah.
Pac, DMX, Jadakiss.
I fuck with Cass, but... don't know if he's number four. Though. I don't know about that. You know who number four? You know who'd be my number four for real, for real? Motherfucking Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah. I fuck with Lil Wayne for real. And then it'd be like. It'd be like. Who fuck get number five to? Who out there really fucking shit up that I fuck with? You know what I'm saying? I get number five to motherfucking King Von.
King Von?
Yup, that was my nigga. I love that nigga's stories. I love that nigga's stories. Yo. Yeah.
King Von, okay. Alright.
Yeah, that's a top five for that ass. Top five dead or alive. Yeah.
King Von, alright. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Damn.
Yeah.
I really don't know for four or five.
Yeah.
But my three is definitely Biggie, Cassidy, and Dolph for sure.
I mean, I love Biggie's music and stuff, but I ain't gonna say, like I said, it's like, you know what I mean? It just didn't resonate with me as well as Pac did. You know what I'm saying? And it was just like, just because, like, at the time, like, when I heard Pac, yeah, I figured, like, when Pac was making music, I was still a fucking kid. But by the time I heard Pac and I heard Biggie at that point in my life, I was going through shit, so Pac resonated with me. You know what I'm saying? And by the time I heard Biggie, it was like, I wasn't really, you know what I'm saying? Like, it was, I don't know, it just, Biggie didn't really transverse with the time as well as Pac did for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And by the time I heard Pac, nigga, it was like 50 Cent was out. Still, you know what I'm saying? So it's like listening to Biggie and stuff. I think like 50 Cent had like a track with Biggie type of shit that was like, you know what I mean, mixed over or whatever, but it wasn't Biggie sound. Like, it was still kind of old sounding. You know what I mean? I don't know how to say it.
No, I mean, no.
You know what I'm saying? It'd be kind of like listening to LL Cool J. Like, I fucking, I remember my dad listening to LL Cool J. So when I hear LL Cool J, I give LL, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, I give him his nods and shit and his vibe, but it's like, I'm not getting ready to ride around listening to LL fucking Cool J. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Like, no disrespect.
Nah, it's not no disrespect.
Uncle L, please come on the show, you know what I'm saying, man? Look, all respect. Teach me some stuff about that hip-hop thing. He's one of the, you know what I'm saying, originators out there, you know what I mean?
But look, though. Oh, no disrespect.
Nobody's.
But Mama said knock you out.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody riding around.
He got some hits right for sure. But nobody, yeah, nobody really riding around playing LL Cool J like that.
Fuck no. Yeah, but I mean, it's like, it's just the time frame.
Yeah, it's just the time frame. It's just out of times. I'm sure people, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure people out there still listen to him. Nobody. Yeah. We're not saying he don't get listened to at all.
And that's how I heard Biggie, because people did still listen to Biggie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like I said, at the time when I'm coming up and shit, that's not what was really, really out there. At the time, like, it was a Jay-Z, 50, fucking 3-6 Mafia. You know what I'm saying? Like, fucking Jeezy. You know what I mean? That Jeezy was my shit, nigga. That was my motherfucking shit, nigga.
Jeezy's my fourth. Jeezy. That's what I just did. My favorite track, by the way.
I love Jeezy. Honestly, yeah. Somebody got to get the fuck up off my list for Jeezy, nigga. Who the fuck was on that bitch, nigga?
I know you had Pac, DMX. Pac, DMX. Dang, yo.
Jadakiss.
You had King Von for sure on that bitch.
Yeah, damn.
I don't know who the fourth one is.
Jadakiss, King Von. Who the fuck else was on there?
I don't know who the fourth.
Oh, well, then them niggas got to go, nigga. That's what Jeezy got. Oh, it was Lil Wayne.
With Lil Wayne.
Damn, Lil Wayne or Jeezy. Lil Wayne.
You still got other slots. Don't just count Lil Wayne, though. He still got, four other slots?
Nah, that was my five.
You going to sub him? You heavenly debating on subbing him out for Lil Wayne?
Motherfucking right, nigga. That's motherfucking Jeezy, nigga. Look, Lil Wayne is going to get me. Like I said, I had to think about it. I ain't made the decision yet. But, nigga.
I was going
to
say.
Jeezy done got me through more trips. I can't even say that because a nigga went to Best Buy, bro. Look, you know what I'm saying? This is back a little bit, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of something about, you know what I mean? When niggas were still buying CDs and shit, right? Mm-hmm. Nigga, we go to motherfucking Best Buy, buy motherfucking the Carter. We buy the Carter 1 and 2 and motherfucking that Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? So I can't say that Jeezy got me through more trips because we had two of them Lil Wayne CDs in that bitch. But, and one of them tip jumps in there.
I was saying, my favorite track by Jeezy is Perfection. I fuck with that.
I've seen that you fuck with that.
I fuck with that heavy.
That's I've my seen that track. You fuck with that.
My favorite track. That all my pops used to bump.
So, I fell in love with that track.
Jeezy is my nigga, though. Bro, that's my... Man, I ain't gonna lie.
I can't believe I ain't even think of him when I was naming my top five. I ain't even got the fifth one. I can't even believe I ain't even think of Jeezy.
That's a hard one there. But I gotta stick on my shit, though. Because I really did fuck with X, too. Like, that was my shit. Especially when I lived in Philly. All I listened to when I lived in Philly was DMX, Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying, Rough Rider shit, you know what I'm saying, Lox, you know what I mean, and, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my Uncle Robbie, because, like, I used to steal this nigga CDs, this nigga stayed bopping with his motherfuckers, disc man and shit. You a young nigga, you don't know about this. But everybody out there know about the motherfucking Walkman and shit. You know what I'm saying? Especially when that bitch came out and had the anti-skip, nigga. Nigga, look, I'm trying to tell you. Look, we're going to have to chop this podcast up into motherfucking sections, nigga. Because now I'm about to go in on this bitch. Nigga. So, like, alright, so young, nigga. So, like, what was the first thing that you really got to listen to music on? How about that?
MP3.
MP3?
Yeah.
Like the Apple jump?
Yeah.
The jump with the big dial?
Yep.
Okay.
Around 2005-06.
Okay. So yeah, you don't know nothing about hard fucking times, nope. Nigga. Nope. You don't know nothing about hard times, nope. Nigga. That shit was sweet. That bitch's the battery lasts forever on that bitch too, nigga. You don't know nothing about hard times. Cause the battery on the Walkman, nigga, that shit feel like it lasts like a day and a half.
Oh shit,
nigga, be on the bus. Cause that was my Walkman day. First of all, let me put this shit in perspective, so niggas don't fucking get this shit misconstrued and shit. I don't want niggas thinking I'm a fucking dinosaur. Shit, nigga, a nigga used to be on the bus and shit, and motherfucking like, this is like, I say like probably like middle school days. When motherfuckers, like, the Walkmans was popping, bro. Like, niggas would get fucking robbed for they fucking Walkmans, nigga. Like, nigga, look, if you had the motherfucking $20 Dollar General Walkman like I had, and then you walked by, because your shit got, like, if you got the Walkman like I got, the bitch just says some shit on the outside, and you can't see the disc. You got this one slide, you pop that bitch. And the shit, boom, flies open. And you put the disc on there, you close that bitch, might have three buttons on that bitch. When you walk by, and look, this is going to show niggas where I'm from and how far I've grown as a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about growth, right? So, right, you hypothetically, you know what I'm saying? You walk by a motherfucker on the bus, and you look down, and that nigga, he like, yo, vibing. Bus rocking, bumping, and you like, your shit ain't even playing. You got your shit on and shit. Your shit ain't even playing because you ain't got the skip proof. So this bitch ain't played in like fucking 40 seconds because whenever you hit a bump, the bitch just stop. So you can hear everything. You like, damn, that nigga, oh, you look down, that nigga got the screen on his bitch.
Ooh,
that
bitch shit.
Got the LED, got like six buttons on that bitch and the anti-skip. You like, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? This nigga, he sitting there vibed out, shit hit a butt, boom, and shit slide off the seat. You like, yup, got him. You know what I'm saying? Or, hey, you might have helped that bitch slide off the seat. We not going to say.
Nigga be like,
but.
Boom! One of them right there.
Bro, like, those are the days that I come from, bro, like, like, as far as in, like, the music and shit, and that's where, I mean, like, I guess my appreciation, you know what I'm saying, for the hip-hop, because it's like, I understand what fucking Jay-Z and a lot of these artists mean when they say, a nigga had to go to the store to get my shit, bro. Like, fuck you mean? Like, yeah, you sold, you did a million streams. Fuck, nigga, it's right in front of somebody's face. Somebody can watch that shit by accident. Somebody can listen to that shit by mistake. Somebody can have that shit playing and listen to your whole album and not hear a fucking thing because they ain't even know that the shit was playing.
They'd be like, damn, I ain't even know.
Bro, that is the world we live in today, nigga.
You be like, yo, what the fuck?
Right. So what is you talking about? Oh, I got a million streams. Oh, I did. Nigga, bro, that's, what is that from to the artist that really, like, hey, you got to go get my shit. And that's why I do think about, as far as in, like, BTB and our artists and myself, I do think about taking distribution into our own hands and putting it directly on our own website and certain things like that. You know what I'm saying? So as though people have to come and see or come and get what, you know what I mean, our product and our stuff from us. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, okay. Just because it's like, what is the vibe? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, you want the ease of access of getting to everybody, but when everybody is flooding the one platform, how easy is the access? You know what I mean? Like, what, that was where I think Yeezy's genius came in, even with what he did with his own thing is like, nigga, people can get this shit from another place other than Adidas. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the train of thought and the mind frame, whereas though, as a culture, like hip-hop culture, we do seem to link into one thing. Oh, the girls like fucking Michael Kors right now. That's what everybody's going to buy. And it's like, nigga, you know that there's other fly-ass shit that's made with genuine leather that's fucking cheaper because you don't even know.
Way better quality.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what I mean by where it's like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you get caught up in that thing where it's like, shit, you gotta go with the flow sometimes, whatever. I don't know. All I know is that was some fucking funny-ass shit, though, thinking back to fucking the Walkmans and shit.
I know, that was me. I sure would have been helping them hit slide off the seat.
Yeah.
I would have hit as soon as the bump hit.
Now, I done clipped a few motherfuckers. I ain't gonna lie. I done clipped a few motherfuckers out there, boy. But nah, it'd be, like I said, it's like, all depending on... I'm not gonna lie. I can't even say there's an excuse for it. You know what I'm saying? Being grown and being who I am now, I wouldn't do the same things now, but at the same time, I felt like, you know, the things that I did at those times to get ahead to do what I had to do, that's what, you know what I'm saying? At the time, that's what you feel like you had to do, you know what I mean? That was a process of growth, you know? But
them days are far behind.
Far, far, far behind. We building stuff now. We not taking stuff down. You know what I'm saying? That's real talk, though.
It was a vigilante back in them days.
Bro, I lost the chain.
Watch your Walkmans.
Yeah, I lost the chain.
He was that nigga. Yeah. He come around, yep, watch your Walkmans. You know that nigga. You put that shit away. You know that shit will come up missing.
Hey, yo, the funny thing is I wouldn't be surprised if somebody was to leave a comment like, yo, that nigga done got me before. I knew it was you, bitch. I knew. You lying ass. I was trying to tell you, I was
knew you ain't about that shit.
Nigga, yeah. Motherfuckers be like, yo, my name is on the back, on the battery case. Like, yeah, my shit ain't even got no battery cover.
They be like, damn, yo.
Like, bitch. Why the fuck I write it on the battery cover? Dumbass.
Hell shit.
So, nah, man.
Good old days, man.
For you, yeah, man. Nah, you gotta reminisce and go back, you know what I'm saying?
Good old days.
And yeah, that was fucking good times. But, anyway, this has been a nice long-ass episode of the BTB Gorilla Zone. which you guys fully deserve.
100%, man.
And I honestly appreciate, yeah.
We love just
the conversation.
Yeah, I just love shit talking with y'all, man.
Yeah, like I said, it'd be good conversation. I'm not gonna lie. It's always good conversation. You might take something out of it, but I mean, the shit was funny either way. And
there's definitely a nigga gonna feel about his Walkman. He's definitely gonna be like, "Yep,
right,
that nigga right there took it. Yep, I knew it was that nigga." Yeah.
Hey, yo, I ain't gonna lie. I got some crazy ass stories from fucking school and shit. Like, I ain't gonna lie. We'll get into that another fucking episode.
Yeah.
Because I got shit to tend to right now. And hopefully you do too. So, yeah, like I said, we do definitely appreciate everybody. All comments and stuff are appreciated, even the dumbass ones. And to everybody that supports the different things we do here, from the BTB Reacts to the music to Fluzzy Joe and out in Nigeria and the website and the clothing and the podcast. We do truly appreciate, you know what I'm saying? And that's why we put the work in. I know some of the people, because I've only seen one person, feel like, you know what I mean, that the format or whatever ain't what they would like it to be. And fortunately enough, there's a button somewhere on that screen up in there. Maybe like, down up there, right about there, maybe. Somewhere up in there, there's a button. And you can push that button for the skip or whatever the case is. And, you know, or you can leave some constructive criticism. And, you know what I'm saying, we love that type of shit because we are always trying to grow and build. For everybody else, if you were trying to get an interview or would like to do some promotions or anything of the sort, you can reach us through the website, and that is the btbrevolution.com. Whew, that was a fucking lot. I am hot. This crown, be careful when you're drinking that brown. You know what I'm talking about?
It's your boy BTB Swaggy, man. It's been great chilling with y'all, man. Just have a great year as always, man. Just stay blessed, man.